Hi, this is Roger Marsh. Thank you so much for listening to this special edition of Family Talk. I'm really glad you've joined us today, as we'll be bringing you another one of our best of broadcasts from 2018. Throughout December, we're going to be highlighting our most listened to shows, along with some of Dr. Dobson's handpicked favorites as well. So sit back and relax and enjoy this one, one of our most popular programs from the past year.
Today on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. Today on the program, you'll hear a great interview that Dr. Tim Clinton did with internationally recognized evangelist Nick Vujicic. Now, Nick will talk about his new book, Be the Hands and Feet, and the message of God's love and grace as he preaches to millions of people around the world. Let's jump into this penetrating conversation right now here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, filling in today for Dr. Dobson here on Family Talk. I'm so happy to be sitting with a dear friend of our ministry, world-renowned speaker, evangelist Nick Vujicic. Nick, thank you for joining us.
Brother Tim, my honor and pleasure. How are you?
If you don't know Nick's story, he was born without arms and legs and, as a kid, faced merciless bullying, deep depression as a child, and more. But God had a plan for his life, and God has done something spectacular in and through him. Nick didn't let physical disability stop him from reaching the masses for Christ. You're going to be so encouraged by his story. Today, we're going to be talking about his new book, Be the Hands and Feet, Living Out God's Love for All of His Children. Nick, again, thanks for taking time out of your crazy schedule to join us.
No, love you. Thank you for having me. I've been a fan of Dr. Dobson for a very, very long time, ever since I could ever remember listening to radio. Our family listens to Family Talk, actually, and we love what you guys are doing and bringing value back to America in our family, which is the most important thing. Of course, we need biblical values, but it's all about the truth about supporting one another, and so that we all can do all that God wants us to do.
We have a lot of mutual passions, and this interview, let me start out this way, Nick. You speak all over the world, but one of the most important elements to your ministry is letting people know how beautiful they are, how they're loved. Why is that?
Look, for me as a kid, growing up in a beautiful Christian home who loved me, who set up our home as a refuge, that no matter what happened in my life at school, I knew I could always come home to loving arms and cry if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I definitely am not the biggest victim of bullying in the world, not at all. And, you know, we all have broken pieces in our life and rejection and fear. And really, unfortunately, the saddest moments of my life these days are seeing people who don't see their value, who don't see their potential, who believe the lies that they're ugly or that they're a failure and that they'll never become someone that they're happy with and fulfilled. And I want everyone to know that if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then God can use any willing heart. And I believe that with so much depression all around the world and in America, I believe that there is a lack of purpose for individuals' lives. And I believe finding, first of all, the truth of your value, to know that you're wonderfully and fearfully made, to know that you're not forgotten and that there's a God-given purpose for your life, that's a cure for the lowest of depressions. And for me, going through bullying brought me to that depression. But my parents always said, Nick, don't worry. God has a plan for you. You're beautiful just the way that you are. And one of the early speeches that I did, a girl came up to me saying, no one's ever told me that they love me. No one's ever told me that I'm beautiful the way that I am. And I knew at that time, if my parents never told me those two things, I would not be here today. And that's what I want. I want the next generation to know the truth and to be finding the freedom of knowing that you are beautiful just the way that you are.
Love it. You're a prolific writer. And you've written on some...
My ghostwriter is good.
But you've written on some amazing topics that resonate with everyday life.
Thanks, Tim.
Depression, bullying, and more. One of my favorite was Stand Strong.
Yeah, it's a great
book. You can overcome bullying.
Yeah.
And Nick, you're so right. Even adults, by the way, can experience...
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people listening right now, they're up against hard times, and
absolutely,
they need that message. Now, inside of many of your earlier books, you always anchored your message in Christ. But here now in your new book, Be the Hands and Feet, you really move in a direction of speaking candidly, openly, anchoring your entire life in Christ. And you push us in that direction. Can you tell me why you have such a passion, I guess, for evangelism and what it means to be anchored in the Lord?
Well, I don't know about every listener listening right now, but you know, the first time I really felt the peace of God was when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and I was 15 years old, and I'll never forget jumping up and down on my bed just out of pure joy. And I'm thinking, man, I just want the whole world to know this. I want them to know that this is real. I want them to know heaven is real and God has a plan for them too. And you get so fired up, and you realize money, drugs, sex, alcohol, pornography, fame, and fortune. If you put any of your happiness or security in any temporary things, your happiness and security will be temporary and not outlived the way that God wants you to have this life. And so I want everyone to know not only just the truth of their value and their purpose, but really their destiny. You know, we were built for something greater. We know that there is eternity. It's deep within our soul. You can't put your finger on it, but you know that God is real and that God's got a plan for you. Maybe you can't see exactly how it's defined. And Tim, I come across so many people who say, well, I don't know what to do for God. I don't know what my purpose is. I'm like, first of all, love God. And when you know God, don't you just want to tell somebody else about him? And so that's where the passion comes from. It's not just to help teenagers not commit suicide and not just save lives, but it's about saving souls. And when I see God face to face, you know, I carry my own soul to heaven by the grace of God. And I wonder if when I see him, he'll look over my shoulder and say, who else did you bring? Because the Bible is really clear about having jewels in our crown for every person that you bring to the knowledge of the good news and hope in Jesus Christ. And for me, I want to be the best steward I can be in people seeing me and saying, wow, if a man without arms and legs can be fulfilled and happy, then what has he got that I don't have? And it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
How did you continue to keep yourself anchored in that? How do you keep yourself from being angry about the journey you were on?
You know,
sure, the Lord's there. You hear what I'm saying? And yeah, we're excited, but it's easy to lose that kind of zippity-doo-dah. Yeah, I love this.
First, you've got to find the healing process in that. So the wounds in your mind and your heart, based on the conclusions that you had made out of fear and the unknowns around you. When you blame God for the pain in your life, it takes time. When you get so scared and angry at him because he doesn't make sense to you, it takes time to overcome with fear, encouragement, and support around you. But the three things that my parents taught me that was so key for anyone who's in a valley of depression or darkness. Number one, they always told me to be still thankful for what I have. Write down the 5 or 10 things that you are so grateful for. You know, the average American struggles to pray more than 3 minutes a day. I sit on the toilet for 20 minutes a day. And by God, if I live for him, through him, and only by his strength, I think I can spend 20 minutes a day in solitude, in meditation, in scripture. And it's that discipline.
Why do you think we have such a hard time doing that, Nick?
Yeah, because
there's
an opposition.
Yeah.
There's an opposition.
Sure.
There's no opposition to just pick up that magazine. There's no opposition to just turn on the TV. There's no opposition because the enemy knows that if you put on your armor, they can't get you. And so many Christians forget that we're at war every single day. How dare we believe that we can walk out the front door without praying? And if you want to start praying longer, here's a trick. Write down 10 things that you're thankful for and thank God for all those 10 things. You'll pray for more than 3 minutes for sure. That attitude of gratitude. You know, my parents came from immigration from communism, Yugoslavia, and they immigrated to Australia with $10 in their pocket.
Wow.
And they were poor. So they taught us to be thankful, number one. Number two, don't forget the poor and needy. I know that there is no greater medicine for the heart than actually to try fulfill the need that someone else has. And it instigates purpose and it takes your focus of what you're going through and actually seeing, wow, even though I don't know what's going on, even though I'm getting bullied, even though I have no arms and legs, even though still then God can use me to help someone else, another one of his children. And when you know that you've got voices in your head beating you up with these lies, you know at the end of the day, when you serve the Lord, practical, tangible, helping someone else, it puts all those arguments to rest. No, God loves me and he loves the world and he can still use me even though I'm broken. And he can do beautiful things with your broken pieces if you give him your broken pieces. And lastly, Tim, after you're thankful and after you try help somebody else, if you're still in that darkness and valley and feeling angry at God, first of all, don't feel bad for what you feel. You can't change the way you feel. And that's natural. And that's the way that God's made us. But talk to somebody. Talk to a counselor. Talk to somebody that is trained to talk. Just get those feelings out and talk with somebody. My parents always said, Nick, we're here for you. You don't have to do this alone. So those are the three things that pulled me through.
I'm going through the book of Psalms again this year.
Nice.
And the outpouring of emotion in the Psalms, it's revealing to me that it's okay to bring your brokenness. It's okay to cry out to God.
Amen.
It's okay to say it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
But God, would you speak into my life? Help me to see you. Help me to see you in me. I want you to speak to our listeners just for a moment again about finding your way in the darkness, whether it's financial trouble, broken relationships, or maybe, quote, as you referenced in your bullying book, just being different. I'm just different. And a lot of people love to capitalize on that. How do you encourage them? Because in a lot of ways, you come in, you drop a positive message on them, and they look at you and say, I want that. I want that so bad. I need what God gave to Nick. And I know these points matter, and I'm trying. I try to make it happen. But it seems like every day I'm getting knocked down, knocked down, knocked down. How do you keep going?
Look, when you look at the Bible, there are so many stories where, first of all, not anyone really had a smooth and beautiful life. And God never promises a smooth life here on earth, but he does promise that he's with us. And so the first thing I want to remind all our listeners right now, Tim, is that God is with us. Look, I would love to just say a formula and apply it and you know, like a computer software, get it done, you know, for our hearts and our minds. But it's that journey. God saying, do you trust me? Do you trust me even when you don't understand and you feel like you just can't hold on? I am here for you. Trust me. And so as we daily, in a disciplinary act, remind ourselves of the promises of God. We got Romans 8:28, all things come together for the good for those who love him, who've been called according to his purposes. Philippians 4:13, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There are some days, Tim, that I, as strong as I am in my faith, an evangelist going and talking to presidents about God, for real, there are times where still Nick has his ups and downs. And I think it was 2011 where I went through a very deep, dark valley for about 2 or 3 months. I share about it in my book, Unstoppable. And I had to find myself every hour quoting scripture out of my mouth. I didn't want to. My flesh didn't even feel like God was there. I didn't feel like there was power in these words, but I knew there was by faith. And when you walk by faith and not by sight, and you instigate your flesh into faith by hearing of the word out loud, as you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, something supernatural happens. Faith comes by hearing of the word. And if you can't read the Bible and you don't have the strength to pray for yourself, get people to come around you and pray for you, because you won't be in that valley forever.
Yeah.
Keep going, one day at a time. God is with you. He's going to pull you through. Hold on to God, and God will hold on to you.
And guess where we miss it, Nick? This is something you got to suit up and show up every day and do. It's the renewing of the heart, the mind. With that journey, then it makes sense to me that your ministry has taken some interesting turns. You have a real passion for ministering to those who have been trafficked, those who have been abused, and more. Nick, tell us what took you in that lane.
My parents always said, Nick, be thankful. And we prayed for our meal every time we ate. But we always prayed for the poor people. And so at age 17, 18, I started expanding my financial literacy, went into real estate, bought my first home by 19, and then gave away $28,000 cash to some orphans in South Africa. Against my parents' will, I went to South Africa because it was very dangerous. And I took my brother with me. And my dad said, Nick, if my other son dies, it's going to be on your head. And so at age 19, to take your 17-year-old brother with you to go to do what God's called you to do, it takes a lot of courage. But when you take, first of all, smaller steps, it's not that God's asking us all to be an evangelist and get a microphone and start a talk show. We all got to understand that everyone's purpose and how God uses us and has built us is different. And together we're stronger. And God gives me different gifts and the listeners different gifts, but we just got to take those small steps first. First of all, God knows your heart. He knows the desires of your heart, and He knows that you want to somehow make an impact for the kingdom here on earth. You don't have to just figure it out. And at the same time, Tim, so many people believe that their value as a child of God is directly related to what they do for God. That's totally wrong. I knew that God loved me because I am His. He has made me, and He loves me like a father loves his son. That's not why God loved me, because I'm going to be a speaker and giving money away. No, but in that love, He gave me courage and faith to take small steps, walk my dog down the street from my house as a teenager, and talk to strangers about Jesus Christ. If I didn't do that, God would not have taken me around the world. And so when you're faithful with the little, God gives you more. But you're not faithful with the little to get more.
No.
You're faithful with the little because, wow, what an awesome opportunity to plant a seed of love and hope and transformation and eternal life into someone's life. When you value every minute of your day wherein every stranger, the cashier, you know, the girl's not looking at you in the eye, take 30 seconds from your phone, put your phone down and look her in the eye and say, you're looking good today. Can I pray for you? And even if they say no, big deal. Then say, I'm going to pray for you when I get in my car. Is that okay? What's your name? And you have no idea what that does because you don't know where anyone's mind or heart is. You've got that mentality. I'm thankful. I'm a child of God and I'm going to do what I can do for God. I'm going to do my best and God will do the rest. And anyone listening right now, you're probably thinking, how could any good come from this? How could any glory be revealed from my broken pieces?
Yeah.
And I want you to know God, He's faithful, and He can make anything come together for the good. Just trust Him. Take one day at a time, because when you don't get a miracle, you can still be a miracle for somebody else.
We're fighting the clock a little bit, Nick, but I want to go to John chapter 9. I've seen you reference that a few times in your work. And when Jesus and the disciples come up to the gate, there's a blind man there, and they wanted to ask him a question. Who sinned, this man or his parents? I've heard some say it's the dumbest question in Scripture because he was blind from his birth. How could he have sinned to create that brokenness in his life? Nick, that passage there is important. It's significant to you, but it has application for all of us.
Oh, yeah, very relevant.
Yeah, would you share that as we kind of close here and challenge us with the grace of God in our lives?
First of all, I love how Apostle Paul says to God, take my thorn from my side. And God says, no, my grace is sufficient. First of all, God is not punishing us. If anyone thinks that, you know, God's punishing you because of your sin, that's not right, because the wages of sin is death. And so He's definitely not punishing you if you're alive. What we do know is there are powers and principalities of darkness warring for your soul. And as you faithfully, as a child of God, walk toward Him, with Him, hand in hand, He will carry you and His grace is sufficient. It's a very relevant question because actually it proves that people back then, like some people today, believe in reincarnation and that you're being punished for your previous life. Someone's told me that too, Tim.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was 12 years old. Huh. And we know, though, that the way that God's created us and the world, we know that God loves us, He's with us, and He's going to pull us through. And I'll never forget the day, as a story to really bring this home. I met a little boy with no arms and legs, just like me. His name's Daniel, and he was 19 months old. And When I hugged his mum, she cried. She said, "You're the miracle we've been waiting for. Now I know that God has a plan for my son." And I remember when I was actually suicidal at age 10, I attempted suicide because of bullying. I thought to myself, how cool would it be if I could just meet one person like me? Then I know I'm not alone. Well, God did better than that. Instead of giving me a limbless man in my life to inspire me, wow, I've now become a limbless man in Daniel's life that not only does he know, but I went to his school and talked about bullying and he became the coolest kid in school and never got bullied again. And so that to me is better than having arms and legs miraculously. It's seeing how God can eventually, in his time and in his way, make all things beautiful and worthwhile. He will never let you go through pain in vain. He doesn't always make sense. He's mysterious, but he is God and he is good.
The final word, Nick, to everyone listening today.
Don't give up. Don't give up on your kids. God loves your kids more than you love your kids. They're running a million miles in the wrong direction. Just pray for them. My children, we have rules in the home. My wife, we have rules. If I bring my phone to the table, she puts my phone in the highest bookshelf that I cannot reach. Because when you're home, you're home. Your greatest asset in your life and the greatest joy is knowing God. Second is to be family. Whatever you have left, be family. And thirdly, then love your neighbor as yourself. There's a silent commandment, really, in between number one and number two that summarizes all the commandments, and it's be family. Your family is the greatest ministry. Those who prick you the most, those who you never thought would backstab you, pray for them. Because we know it's not against flesh and blood. It's about principalities and powers of darkness. And Tim, when you realize the truth, you don't even want your worst enemy to go to hell. Because hell is real. So I pray for my enemies that God would open up their eyes and come to the truth, that they also would be free indeed. And that's when you're rich, man. You got nothing against you that God cannot do.
Nick, thanks for being with us. His special book, again, Be the Hands and Feet, Living Out God's Love for All of His Children, a read that you have got to get and live out. Because when you do, when you find yourself in that way, it changes the game.
Amen.
Nick, how do people get in touch with you? How can they learn more about your ministry, get the book, and more?
We have a podcast on iTunes, Life Without Limbs Radio.
It's exploding, by the way.
It did well last week. We'll see what happens, though. We're very excited. Trying to reach more people without putting Nick on a plane now with two boys and two girls as our children. And so we're very excited. Lifewithoutlimbs.org is the best place to find me, to see where I'm speaking. God's given us an 8,000 person tent that we'll be pitching up in Oxnard, Southern California in 2018. We're really excited about that. And we just want America, to the church, to wake up and realize, hey, we are to be the hands and feet. We should not be on the defensive mode right now about we cannot connect to millennials. We got to get on the offense. We got to change our game. And that's what this book's all about. Be the hands and feet.
The church needs to awaken and take her rightful place. That means you and me showing up, letting God do his work in and through us.
Amen.
Nick, thanks for joining us.
Love you, Tim.
Here on Family Talk.
Love you, too.
And this is Roger Marsh sitting in for Dr. James Dobson today. You've been listening to a gripping interview Dr. Tim Clinton did with world-renowned evangelist and motivational speaker Nick Vujicic here on Family Talk. Now, you can learn more about Nick's incredible ministry, Life Without Limbs, by going to today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. You can also find out more information about the books that Nick has written. You can also see if he's speaking in your area anytime soon. Again, go to drjamesdobson.org and click onto the broadcast tab. Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
And that concludes another one of our best of broadcasts from the year 2018 here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Now, before we wrap up for the day, I want to remind you of the special matching grant that's in place right now. Here at the Dobson Family Institute, we rely on your generosity to continue fighting for families. And from now until the end of the year, every donation you make will be doubled. So $5 becomes $10, $50 becomes $100, $1,000 becomes $2,000, and so on. Now, this match is in place until we've reached our goal, so we urge you to take advantage of it right now. You can learn how you can partner with us today by visiting us online at drjamesdobson.org or by calling 877-732-6825. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to join us again next time for another Best of the Best broadcast from 2018. Hi, this is Roger Marsh for Family Talk with some exciting news. We have put together 18 of Dr. Dobson's most favorite broadcasts of the past year, and we present them to you together on 6 audio CDs in the 2018 Family Talk Best of Broadcast Collection. Join Dr. Dobson and many incredible guests, including Jensen Franklin, Greg Laurie, Jessa and John Crisp, and more in this compelling audio collection. You can get your CD set as our thank you for a suggested donation of $50 or more in support of Family Talk. Join Dr. Dobson in serving families. Call 877-732-6825 or visit drjamesdobson.org.